Capitol Police Chief David Irwin says he wants to crack down on frequent protesters who fail to obtain a permit for demonstrations in the building. The policy requires groups to provide notice before an event.
There's no cost. There's a 72-hour period. They push that through. That's the quickest we can get through. That's just because we have to plan.
The policy is raising concerns, though. In a letter to the chief, Senate Majority Leader Mark Miller says he worries the plan could infringe on free and open access to the Capitol. Irwin says it's just about protecting everyone's ability to use the building.
We just want everyone to share it and everyone to enjoy what's going on here. And that's what's most important, that the people that visit, the mothers, the sons, the daughters, the children, you know, the adults, that we can come here and know that this is a place of peace and that people will enjoy this Capitol.
The policy on requiring permits has been in place since 1979, but a written version of the rules did not exist until last December. It's expected to have the biggest impact on daily sing-alongs by protesters in the rotunda, although Irwin contends that's not the intent.
This is not about anti-anything. It's about there's a process. Let us manage it.
However, in a letter to Miller, Irwin says no one group should be allowed to dominate an area of the Capitol during a key time period each day. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.